The first mental fitness technique is that of positive self-talk, or the use of positive affirmations. The way you talk to yourself has an inordinate impact on your thinking and feeling. Many researchers, including Dr. Martin Seligman of the University of Pennsylvania, have discovered that high-performing men and women talk to themselves differently from low-performing men and women. Basically, your self-talk or your inner dialogue determines the tone of your emotional life. You are happy or sad, positive or negative, depending upon what you say to yourself and how you interpret events to yourself as you go along. For example, if you're cut off in traffic and you immediately become angry and begin thinking how stupid and irresponsible and what a bad driver the other person is, you will have a very different reaction than if, when you're cut off in traffic, you excuse the other person by thinking to yourself that he or she must be late or distracted or must not have seen you. It's exactly the same external event, but your conversation with yourself will determine whether or not you experience positive or negative emotions about the situation. So the starting point of using positive self-talk is to interpret everything that happens to you in a favorable way. Become what W. Clement Stone called an inverse paranoid. Imagine that the whole world is in a giant conspiracy to help you to be successful and happy. Just as a paranoid is convinced that there's a conspiracy against him or her, an inverse paranoid is convinced that there is a conspiracy for him or her. Practice the wonderful mental quality of serendipity. In the fairy tale, the three princes of Serendip traveled around finding that every apparently negative or calamitous event turned out to be positive and beneficial in the end. So make it a fun game to look for the good in every person and every situation. In Napoleon Hill's famous book, Think and Grow Rich, he says that one of the characteristics of the most successful men and women in America is that they always look for the opportunity or benefit within every setback or obstacle. And because of the law of substitution, if you're looking into every difficult situation for the lesson you can learn or for the possible opportunity it might contain, your mind tends to remain positive and you continue to function at your very best. Whenever you think of a person or event, talk to yourself in positive language. The most powerful of all affirmations for building self-confidence, for example, is for you to repeat over and over 50 or 100 times a day the words, "I can do it. I can do it. I can do it." These simple words are the verbal antidote to the fear of failure, which, as you know, is the great destroyer of self-confidence and probably the primary reason for failure in adult life. But you can diminish the fear of failure in any situation by repeating, "I can do it. I can do it. I can do it." The most powerful affirmation for building self-esteem is probably the words, "I like myself." These simple words, repeated often enough with energy and enthusiasm, are eventually accepted by your subconscious mind. As your subconscious mind accepts this message of self-liking, your self-esteem goes up and your ability to perform and your levels of effectiveness improve in every area of your life. If you want to do your work better, just say, "I love my job." In their best-selling book, Success Through a Positive Mental Attitude, W. Clement Stone and Napoleon Hill recommend that you repeat many times a day the words, "I feel happy, I feel healthy, I feel terrific." One of my favorite affirmations whenever I'm worried about anything is to cancel the worry by saying, "I believe in the perfect outcome of every situation in my life." You'll find that it's impossible to worry and fret about anything while you're repeating this kind of positive message to yourself. Your potential is unlimited using affirmations. By repeated affirmations, you can install powerful, positive commands that will eventually determine your automatic thoughts, feelings, and responses. Now, in order for affirmations to work, they must be phrased using the three P's. They must be in the present tense, they must be positive, and they must be personal. The affirmations, "I can do it," "I like myself," "I feel terrific," are all positive, present tense, and personal. The subconscious is very literal in nature and can only accept commands phrased in the present tense. For some reason, the subconscious ignores negative commands and focuses only on the positive message. You can create affirmations for each of your goals, and by repeating them continually, you drive them deep into your subconscious mind until you find yourself automatically motivated in the direction of achieving them.